Hi guys, and welcome back to a brand new episode of Anime Podcasters. I'm your host, Hotshot Ginger, and with me I have the one I've been left alone with recently, it seems, in times of recording. RG, how's it going, buddy?
I'm doing very well. Today's the Black Friday, so I just came back from the malls and bought myself some nice deals.
Good for you. So yeah, at time of recording this one, guys, it is Black Friday, fresh after Thanksgiving. So there's still a little bit of holiday feel in the air, I think.
I was going to ask you, how are you doing? Did you buy anything for Black Friday?
I did not buy anything on Black Friday, no. I bought ahead of time. Yeah, I know. Like, what is the point if you don't do it on Friday? I don't go out on Black Friday. I make that a rule because I went once upon a time with the girl I was dating at the time and her family, and it was pure and utter chaos. I am not doing that again.
Well, I don't know. In Canada, there's a lot of people, but it's pretty civilized. So I don't know about your experience.
Well, I mean, I've had a couple experiences on Black Friday, and one of them was that. The next one I had was right after quarantine, and I had to get a job. So I got a job as Walmart maintenance, which is basically a janitor.
Yeah.
And a little bit after that, they started training me on the register. And my first day ever alone on the register was Black Friday morning.
No. Oh my God. It must have been hell.
So I had to be at the store at 11 p.m. to help open and get the registers ready and everything else. So from midnight till about 8:30 or so, I was on the register. But in a surprising twist, RG, I helped maybe a total of 4 customers.
How come?
Because, again, it was fresh after quarantine and the pandemic. It was like when everything was starting to open up again. So people were still a little skittish about going outside. But I heard that night, like Black Friday evening, that's when things started getting crazy.
Well, Hotshot, I'm very glad that you didn't have this bad experience and that you already had yourself a beautiful gift. So tell me, Hotshot, which anime did you watch lately?
You know, a little of this, little of that. And by that, I mean, I've rewatched 3 shows that I have seen before, but I watched them again in their entirety in less than a week.
Jesus Christ, Hotshot. That's a lot of anime.
Jaden will tell you this. Jaden will say that if I actually sit down and watch anime, I am a binger. I will just leave it on and leave it be and not do anything about it. Typically I am playing a game at the same time, but I am actually paying attention to the show. But when I start watching stuff, it's just there. It's just on. In the past week, I have rewatched the entirety of I've been killing slimes for 300 years and maxed out my level.
Yeah.
Bow Fury, I don't want to get hurt, so I'll max out my defense. And Welcome to Demon School, Irma-kun.
Yeah, okay, I see you watch
and Reincarnated as a Slime.
Of course you watch it.
Which I did actually start watching that like maybe a day or two before we recorded for that episode, but I just kept going after the fact. So I did finish the show and the OVAs.
Well, you started, might as well finish. I didn't watch
the
movie.
That's kind of what the mindset was, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't watch the movie that you recommended to me yet, but I'll probably be on that when I have a little bit of time between Black Friday and the holidays that are coming. Yeah.
Yeah. I will say I skipped out on the movie too, just because, like, even when I was talking to you about it beforehand, I'm like, I'm not too totally gung ho about watching this again. But yeah, it's also because yesterday being Thanksgiving, today was more or less a reposit day. So just like take it easy, make plans. Tomorrow is Friendsgiving, and then Sunday I have another Thanksgiving I'm going to.
Well, I'm happy you're busy and you have some things from keeping you from watching all the animes that are on your list. Speaking of anime, Hotshot, you usually watch anime on like big website like Crunchyrolls, or you use those little website, if you know what I mean, to watch those anime?
Yeah, no. I typically use Crunchyroll now. It used to be I used Funimation because that was the only place I knew that I could really get dubs. But since Funimation and Crunchyroll have more or less completely merged with each other, I've been using Crunchyroll since.
Oh, that's great. I haven't tried Crunchyroll yet, but I'm thinking about using it because I heard that they make anime to try to sell more manga, but they don't make that much money with the anime except from some merch and from the TV rights. But I'm like,
I don't know the logistics of it, but I do know it's probably like the most convenient way to watch your favorite anime. And I know this sounds like a sponsored skit, listeners. I know that's how it's coming off. It's not. We're not sponsored by Crunchyroll in any way, shape, or form. It is just the platform I use to watch.
Oh boy, I wish we were sponsored by Crunchyroll. That'd be great.
Perhaps someday.
Perhaps someday. Well, if we work hard, but that's for another day. No, I'm bringing you the subject because I was thinking, like, do you think maybe like we would get more show with better quality if people were using less illegal website, and they would pour more money into the industry to, first of all, pay the animator better? I don't know if you saw the situation with MAPAC.
Yeah, and I didn't read totally into it. I was going off of secondhand accounts by people who were keeping up with the issue. So I know a little bit, but not terribly much. But even if everyone did go to Crunchyroll instead of Black Corner websites, I have a feeling it would have happened that way, because it's about the industry as a whole, not really about like what streaming service are they using, and that's really all that we would be doing for them. I actually did used to use those same websites, but that was before I grew up and got a job and was able to afford Crunchyroll.
Yeah,
that's actually another reason why I liked Funimation at the time. Funimation's premium subscription was only like $5 a month.
Oh, really? That's really cheap.
Yeah.
And how much is it for Crunchyroll every month?
Crunchyroll, the one I pay, is about 15. But not only do I get the access to Crunchyroll, I get access to their premium store and premium discounts on their store, which I actually do use a fair deal.
Yeah, you and your figurine.
Well, I'm sorry I have a hobby, RG.
I wish I had a hobby like this, but sadly, when my parents come home, I don't want them to see my figurines.
Look, all you have to do in order to get over this fear of yours, go down to any website that sells them and get one anime waifu mouse pad.
Oh my god,
have
no.
That in your house and your confidence will skyrocket.
Yeah, my confidence will skyrocket. Nobody will want to go in my house again.
Exactly. Who's more confident with you than you?
Such a wise word. No, I was thinking about this lately in this week. So it was like, maybe we could help the situation. But you're probably right. With the animator, if they're not well paid enough, maybe it's a more thing of the industry and they need to work on that. Because I would like to see Crunchyroll or something like that become the Netflix of anime, and so we can have it more
kinda,
and more show.
Crunchyroll kind of is already the Netflix of anime. Mostly over here in the West it is, for sure, because that's the site that most people do use is Crunchyroll.
I think Crunchyroll is the most used. I think you're right on that, but like, is it as closed from being used as much as Netflix, you know?
Probably not, but that's because here in America, we don't do really anything but watch TV. So in Japan, they work quite a bit. So
true, you're true on that. By the way, you seen that you watch? You told me earlier about the show that you watch. You're still on your isekai. You're still watching a lot of isekai, man.
Yeah, when I get back into my watching mode, I typically either go towards shonen or isekai. Like recently, actually, me and Kyo have finally started watching Hunter x Hunter.
Oh, really? Yeah, well, I've seen a little bit of it, but people keep telling me it's one of the greatest shows. What did you think?
That's what I've been hearing too, and that's what got us started in it. We're not that deep in. I want to say we're about maybe 20 or so episodes in, but it's really freaking good. Like, I really enjoy it. I love Gon. I love Killua. Dang it, I can't remember his name now.
Wow, don't ask me for the name.
It's been a Leodora? No.
You can use the internet.
Leorio. Leorio. It's Leorio.
Leorio, yeah.
Because I really like him a lot too. There's a lot of characters I like, hardly any that I don't. It's just one of those, like, when I'm out and all I'm doing is watching a show, that's when it starts getting me. That's when I start getting antsy, like, okay, I can only watch so much. But if I am watching while I am doing something else, like gaming, then I can just go for hours.
You're like kind of that kid, Hotshot, that needs to be like overstimulized. You have like tree monitor, you have music in the background, you have an anime playing, you have like so many stimulation.
Yeah, that is exactly what I have. Because like if I'm not watching anime, I'll just have like some random YouTube video on in the background while I'm doing my thing.
And if you know, I don't have these, I'll have all these thoughts in my head, and we cannot have that.
Yeah, that's true. And I mean, Kyo's the same way. Like if he's working on a project on his computer, he'll have a video playing in his ears or music playing in his ears while he's doing either editing work or sketching or anything like that. So it is definitely a more stimulus is better than none.
Well,
or like stimuli.
I see why. Yeah, it's better to have. It's kind of fun to be to have all this stimulation sometimes, but I feel like with times it's gonna melt your brain.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of times where like you can get overwhelmed, and like let's say I'm playing a game, or God forbid, let's say I'm playing competitive on something, and I look down and get captivated in whatever show I have on, and then I look up and I'm eliminated. Like, like you do have to divvy up the focus on like what takes more focus and what doesn't.
Yeah, this must be hard. But this is why you play casually and not rank. But
yeah, and every time I play rank, even though there is a method to it, like to mute the other players or be basically an AI. I just can't handle a lot of communities, even if they are nice, because if I run into a lot of nice people, that's great. But if I run into like one bad apple, I'm the kind of guy that's like, okay, now my experience is ruined.
Poor Hotshot, you're not ready for the real world.
I'm not. I'm a 28-year-old man child. I'm not ready for the real world.
Good thing you don't play League of Legends. You would not tough a day.
I would not survive. I told you my one experience in playing League, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was thinking about your isekai because right now on TikTok, I'm getting recommended all those different isekai. And I think you saw it a little bit. The genre is getting so oversaturated that they don't know what to propose anymore. So you know that you've seen that they made an anime about a guy getting reincarnated as a vending machine?
I did.
Then
I have actually seen a little bit of that show in particular too.
I finished it.
You did finish it?
It's not bad. Weirdly, it's not bad.
That's like one of the weirdest things though, right? Like how could a guy reincarnate as a vending machine actually be okay?
Well, the funny,
like it's I promise, as someone who hasn't seen much of it, at least I promise it's not the greatest isekai out there, but the fact that it's not absolutely terrible is kind of surprising.
Yeah, it's surprising. It's only based on the fact that the guy is like, oh, I like vending machine, so I'm okay being a vending machine, and he doesn't have an NDD crisis, and he can only speak things that a vending machine would say, like, thank you, come again. And with that, he developed a code to communicate with people. So this is how he can talk to people.
I actually need to see more of this.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm just like, the show is kind of not bad. So there's this. And then there's like this one kid that got isekai into another world with his mom.
Yeah, the I love my mom and her multi-target twin power attacks, something like that, I think is the full name.
Exactly. And now this hasn't been adapted in an anime yet, but we have a guy that got reincarnated as a hot spring. And I don't know what he does, but in the title he said that it says that he is overpowered.
Okay. I need to pick that manga up because I'm way too curious. And B, no, that's it. I don't want to put my thoughts on like what the hot spring guy does, because I have a feeling we all know what he does, but I don't want to go down that road on a live podcast.
I'm very surprised of what they're talking about, but like, yeah, I feel like since Sword Art Online, that it's like kind of an isekai, it's kind of is. I feel like the idea has been crazier and crazier, and people are trying to put anything as an isekai. What do you think about it?
I love it. You honestly love it? I do. I really love it. Because isekai to me is that one genre where you can like go absolutely crazy. Because usually your main character dies in the beginning and then they get sucked into another world beyond their imagination, or they just go to another world altogether. And with that kind of freedom, I love how creative it can be. Like a guy gets reincarnated as a hot spring, or reincarnated as a vending machine, or the ultimate power in a previous life is now a newborn child with the same power. Like it honestly does astound me of how they can mix this genre up repeatedly, and I'm impressed almost every single time. And some of them are very dark, some of them are very goofy, and that's why it's my favorite genre, is because I never know exactly what to expect, and I always have a lot of fun with the names. Like I was reincarnated as a vending machine, or that time I was reincarnated as a slime, or I've been killing slimes for 300 years and maxed out my level. Like, we tell these titles to Jaden, especially, and he freaks out. He has no idea what's happening, and I'm having the time of my life.
Oh, well, it's kind of starting to freaking me out, too, because I was like, oh, killing slimes. Oh, I reincarnated as a human, a baby, a monster. I reincarnated into our video games. I'm like, oh, okay, sure, that works. But now I'm just like, now there's like, I didn't even mention the rest, but there's one that you got reincarnated as a virus. Like now people are getting reincarnated into anything. And I'm just feeling like it started to become more of a comedy than an isekai. I thought isekai, you were supposed to go in the new world, fight the demon lord, and...
Well, I mean, you can, but there's a lot of them that are just comedic, and some of them even just live their normal lives. Like one of my favorites, for instance, I've been killing slimes for 300 years. She overworked herself as an office worker in Japan, gets reincarnated as a witch in the Highlands, and she has ageless. She's immortal. She's extremely powerful, but only because she kills 25 slimes every day, because that's how you get money in that world, is by eliminating monsters. So she kills 25 slimes a day for 300 years and gets a certain number of XP. And after 300 years, she maxes herself out. And she is completely overpowered. She is absurdly strong. And after 300 years, she finds herself in comedic events that leads into her building a family. Like, it's not always about going off and killing the demon lord or anything like that. It's making do with this new power and this new life.
Yeah.
Like, not to say there aren't ones that are about killing the demon lord. Like, Konosuba, for instance, the whole quest there is to go after the demon lord and become a hero. But it is absurdly comedic.
Yeah, that's... I mean, Konosuba is going to be the exception. They're really good at what the... There's like a comedy of the whole genre rather than a simple comedy, you know?
Right.
Yeah. It's funny that you talk about that, because I think we talked about it during one of the last podcasts. Did you have a chance to watch Farming a Life in Another World?
No, I haven't watched it yet. I just started, funny enough, another isekai that Kyo's been watching, that he's been wanting to get me into. So I just started that one.
Oh, it's okay. Well, you can always, if you like, because if you like, I've been not destroying, I've been killing slime for 300 years. I think you would really like, I've been farming into another world. Because it's basically a guy that's farming and creating himself a family. And I'm pretty sure it's going to become a kingdom with times because the guy just keeps growing.
I mean, yeah, probably. And again, it's an isekai.
Yeah. But speaking about all the character and the anime that we spoke today, there's one thing that I realized a little bit about the show that I was watching. Do you know a lot of character that has like, that is heavily tattooed? Not like a little tattoo like Gaara. Like, I mean, like a real tattoo.
Do I know any characters with like full body tattoos?
I mean, like full body tattoos or like a big tattoo. It's not like a little mark with a like kanji or something.
Off the top of my head, no. A lot of characters I can think of have just like a small marking somewhere on them.
Yeah, I was thinking about it and I was like, I'm curious that because like a lot of character would look even more badass with a tattoo with a signification or not, and maybe it's for aesthetic reason because it will be harder to draw that tattoo every time on his arms, but I realized that yeah, there's not a lot of character that has like tattoos and anything and everything.
Well, also when we run into characters that have like a lot of markings on them, it's because typically at least it's because of like a rip seal or forbidden technique or like take Jujutsu Kaisen for instance, if you've seen that. Nobara has an ability that will take a form all the way up her arm and up her like entire right side, and she's covered in markings as a result.
Oh, is it the girl with the hammer?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Or the guy that cannot speak. I think he have a mark on his tongue.
Right. So there's like, I think that's another reason why like. I mean, when you think about it, yes, you're right. Anime typically is manga first. So drawing a character, especially a long-term character with a tattoo every single time, would be long and tedious and maybe possibly a waste of ink at times. And like doing tattoos in anime, I don't really feel like that'd be a problem. But since they're adapted from manga, a lot of the time, that's where it kind of comes into consideration.
Yeah, sorry about that. But I think it'll be really cool like to see some characters with more tattoos. Maybe not on every panel, but I just feel like it would suit a lot of action anime. I love action manga, you know?
No, I agree. But there's a lot of characters that have small markings that I really like too. Like Valdora, for instance, from Slime. He has the markings around his eyes. Or the Sage Mode eyes when they pop up in Naruto.
Yeah, that's kind of eyeliner.
Well, yeah, that's kind of eyeliner, but it kind of fits for the occasion. Or like a scar, like Luffy's scar, for instance.
Yeah, Luffy's scar. You just have like Naruto diving to a fancy night, so he just go in Sage Mode. He's put his eyeliner and everything. He's like, "Do I look great? Do I look great, babe?"
So really, when he's taking in nature energy, he's just pulling out a makeup kit and just dabbing his eyes a little bit. I don't know how makeup works.
Oh, you did not ask the right person. I do not know how it works, too.
Well, no, I know eyeliner because I used to act. Because going through school, I did drama club, and you had to make your eyes pop when you were on stage so the audience could see them better. Mm-hmm. So the entire production usually wore eyeliner.
Really? So much things I didn't know about you, Hotshot. You need to act.
You never ask. You never ask about me. You just show up, record your lines, and then we say our goodbyes for a month.
No, I ask questions about why you have so many anime figure. I ask you how's America and all those little things. You know I care about you.
I don't want to talk about America. I'm on an anime podcast, RG. America has nothing to do with that.
No, but I'm asking you like, hey, it's pretty cool. More like the difference between your place and my place.
No, yeah, no, I get it. I mean, obviously I'm teasing you.
Yeah. For me on my side, these days, I'm watching a lot. What's it called again? You know Shadow? You know that isekai with the main protagonist called Shadow?
I do not. No, what one is that?
I think
it's... And I'm surprised you know a name of all things, RG.
Yeah, it's the name of the character. Oh, yeah, it's The Eminence and Shadow.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But you seriously didn't hear from it?
No, I've never heard
of it. Oh, my God, you're missing a gem. Like, forget, like, I've been, like, killing slime for 300 years. Like, it's...
Hey.
Yeah, but it's a different genre, but, like... It's basically not Konosuba. It's like funny like Konosuba, but it has action like
Konosuba.
Like yeah, Konosuba. Yeah, but like those are like action, but like it's with cabbage. It's not the same, you know. So
it's with cabbage. What?
Well, like Konosuba, like when they're fighting cabbage monster.
Well, yeah, and like the first three episodes, maybe. I'm pretty sure it gets more intense later on. I think. I hope.
Well, in this anime that I'm talking about, they're using a nuke spell. So, yeah, it's not the same level.
Okay. Well, yeah, valid. That's fair.
So, basically, for those who don't know, like, this isn't my anime of the moment. It's a guy that is like... So, this guy basically really likes the attention and really like the idea of being, like, being the one. Being him, being like the strongest or being a hero, basically. So he really likes the attention and, you know, a fourth grade syndrome?
No.
Basically, you think you're the protagonist, basically that.
Okay.
So he's in the real world, he's fighting crime, but like as a human, you have your limit and he quickly realized that as he get killed, every isekai. And then he got reincarnated into a new world with magic. And then he become... absurdly overpowered, and
yeah, sounds like an isekai.
Oh, it's basically an isekai, but the main thing about that is the animation is good, their fighting is really good, but the main character still he tries to act like the guy who has like the normal life. He's just a boring side character, but in reality, by his true form at night, he's called Shadow, and he's hunting all the bad guys, and he's trying to do anything, and he's doing anything silly just to try to look more cool. You will really like this anime.
Okay. And what, so it is an isekai, just straight up, it is an isekai.
I think right now we should be called like isekai podcaster instead of anime, because right now these days this is all we are watching, man.
Well, it's all I'm watching because it's what's catching my eye, and I will admit there are a lot of them out there that are catching my eye more as opposed to like going back to old shows or watching like what's hot at the moment. Like, I am behind on Jujutsu Kaisen. I am behind on Demon Slayer. I am more than 3 years behind on Dragon Ball. Like, and I'm even behind on One Piece. And that is one that I do love talking about, but I am not caught up with it even a little.
Yeah, but so it's One Piece.
Yeah. So it's refreshing to just like have a genre that brings... At least personally here, it's comforting to have a genre to bring comfort to me because I love the idea of isekai and the fact that a lot of them have game mechanics. I also like that aspect. Like, a lot of them don't come up that often. Even killing slimes for 300 years, it brings up max out level like maybe... two or three times total, and then she's just a overpowered protagonist and that's it.
Yeah.
So like it doesn't have to overtake everything, but I love those mechanics because they're mechanics that I can actually understand and comprehend. And I love the idea of like someone normal living a fantasy world. Like that is just one of, to me at least, it's a dream. I don't know if that makes me sound sad or pathetic, but it sounds like a dream.
No, it's not like a dream. Like, everybody would like to live in their own perfect world with magics or anything else that they wish for. And speaking of magic, Hotshot, this is now the time of the week for your magical, special, and favorite moment. The I cannot understand English, so something went wrong with video games or something in the same genre. Are you ready? Because I remember another story of what problem not knowing English caused me.
Oh my God, RG, no.
There's another one.
No.
Are you familiar with a game called Yu-Gi-Oh?
All right. How'd you fuck this up?
it's more about how I realized that I fucked this up. So for a listener that doesn't know, Yu-Gi-Oh, it's a card game, a little bit like Magic the Gatherings. You have life points, you have monsters and spells. You try to defeat the enemy by putting their life points to zero by with a monster attacking the enemy life points. Pretty basic genre, and then people who doesn't speak English could understand that. So when I was like maybe about like 8 years old, I asked my father to buy those little decks, not decks, like pack card packs. How would you?
Yeah, card packs or decks.
Yeah, card packs. It was like $9 for 5 cards. Like my father was like, this is a steal, but like, whatever, he likes his boy. So one day I realized I got this really weak monster with like no stars, very low attack and defense points, and I'm just like, man, this card sucks. I don't like it. And then some guy hears me and the schoolyards talking about this, that I don't like these cards. And when he sees my card, he's like, hey, because I like you, kid, I'm gonna trade it for you for a pot of green and like some random ass cards. I'm like, oh really, thank you very much, that's so nice. The next week I open my TV, I watch the show Yu-Gi-Oh, and I saw the card being played, and now I see what it does. It was, I think it's called Wizard Time, Time Wizard. And it's, for you guys that doesn't know, Time Wizard is basically, it doesn't have a lot of power, but it has a super good effects. Like it wipes out the enemy's board and destroy all their monster. And I traded it for like a card that's not even worth a penny. And I was like, oh my God, I got screwed again because of my English.
Not only that, you traded it for a card that can't be used competitively, which, I mean, doesn't really matter, but it's still funny.
Man, I cannot count it
down. I'll admit this one doesn't upset me as bad as, like, your Pokemon one, especially. this one might infuriate Gianne, though.
It might.
But it does remind me... It does remind me of, I think we talked about this on the backup episode, that you were talking to me about status conditions and buffs and debuffs in Pokemon that you never understood, and you just went for attacks every single time.
Yeah, I was a child, so I was just putting some move. I was like, oh, I see damage, I do damage. I do not know what hardened means.
Which I can't pretend like I didn't do the same thing. I really did. But now that I've grown, that's not how you can play anymore. I physically can't go through a Pokemon game doing it that way anymore.
Well, you play more that game than me. So yeah, that was my little story about Yu-Gi-Oh and not knowing English. I'd be really curious if you listeners have any stories where you had like a problem about not knowing like English or another language because you're probably into a video games or something else. You can always tell us, and maybe in the comments of YouTube or comment on anything else. I'd be very curious if I'm the only one that has those issues.
I mean, I'm sure you're not. I'm sure there's a language barrier somewhere like that. But since I'm on the verge of crying in disappointment, let's go ahead and wrap it up here, yeah?
Yeah, totally.
All right, guys. Don't really have any final thoughts. That was just me and RG doing our thing, just talking. Hope you enjoy. Hope you like our Koala casts. And from RG and myself, this has been another episode of...
Anime Podcasters.
Hey, you know English. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.
Hey, guys. Hotshot here. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Anime Podcasters. We have over 100 other episodes for your entertainment found wherever podcasts are available, such as Spotify. We also release new episodes twice a month, so keep an ear out for us. You can follow the podcast at Anime Podcasters on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and Giant Music's YouTube channel. Giant himself can be found on social media at Giant Music, as well as his own website, giantmusic.com. Kyo, our artist for the podcast, can be found on Twitter and YouTube at GoProKyo, as well as his website, ccartgalleryportfolio.com. As for me, Hotshot, you can find me on YouTube and Twitter at HotshotGinger. As always, guys, thanks for listening to us. Hope to talk to you soon. Take care.